Good morning. And happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. My name is Bob Gorman. I'm a member of your Board of Trustees. My pronouns are he, him. Challenged by our liberating faith, we discover deeper spiritual meaning, nurture loving community, cultivate courageous connections, and partner in the work of justice. This is our March Community Service Sunday, in which we have a number of engaging activities you're invited to participate in following our shortened service. We'll describe those activities in a few moments. Welcome to all of you on the live stream and in person. We're pleased to have guests with us in this room and participating virtually. I encourage you to reach out to our Director of Member Relations, Kelly Green, for email and picture is up on the screen. We have large print orders of service, personal hearing assistant devices, and an elevator available. There is also a hearing loop in our alternate worship space in the Bernstein Room. We have coloring pages and fidgets for all ages in the vestibule if that is useful to you or your children. We have a few announcements. We invite all newcomers to attend New to UUCC downstairs in the conference room at 11:30 this morning. Come learn about the many ways for adults, children, and youth to get involved in our congregation. All who identify as men are invited to join the men's potluck, which is tomorrow evening at 6:30 p.m. in Freeman Hall. At 11:30 today, the board will offer a discussion on the proposed bylaws changes. Members will vote on those changes next Sunday, March 24th, after service. And please mark your calendars for the week of April 28th through May 5th, when our minister candidate will be here. There will be numerous activities throughout that week during which your participation is encouraged. Again, a warm welcome to each and every one of you. Whether you are here in person or joining via live stream, whether today is your first or your 1,000th Sunday in our midst, we are stronger because you are with us. We are one people of many beliefs, origins, identities, and genders. We are all growing, all learning, all loved. It is good to be together. Now I invite you to take a deep breath and settle in as our service begins. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing our opening song, Come, Come, Whoever You Are, number 188 in the gray hymnal and on the screen.
Darning is to send parallel threads through the damage in socks and sweaters, in and out, back and forth, over and under, and somehow you have a piece of fabric again, such as a heel of a sock, that is good enough again against all odds. This is a sort of a miracle, good enough again. Well, you're weaving, in effect, starting with the raggedy edges, going back a bit to the one spot that can still hold new stitches. I light the talus this morning for the ordinary miracle of mending. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Janann Jones. Our reading today is from Instructions in Joy by Reverend Nancy Schaefer. How shall we mend you, sweet soul? What shall we use, and how is it in the first place that you've come to be torn? Come sit. Come tell me. We'll find a way to mend you. I would offer you so much, sweet soul. This banana sliced in rounds of palest yellow atop hot cereal, or these raisins scattered through it, if you'd rather. I'd offer cellos in the background singing, melodies that Vivaldi heard and wrote for us to keep. I would hold out to you everything covered blue or lavender, or light green. All of this I would offer you, sweet soul. All of it, or any piece of it, might mend you. I would offer you, sweet soul, this chair by the window, this sunlight on the floor, and the cat asleep in it. I would offer you my silence, my presence, all this love I have, and my sorrow you've become torn. How shall we mend you, sweet soul? With these, I think, gently we can begin. We will mend you with the rocking chair, some raisins, a cat, a field of lavender beginning now to bloom. We will mend you with songs remembered entirely the first time ever they're heard. We will mend you with pieces of your own sweet self, sweet soul, with what you've taught from the very beginning. Thank you. Please join me in a time of contemplation or prayer. I invite you to breathe deeply. Be present to the spirit of life which is in us and through us and around us, to those human connections that give us strength when we struggle and celebrate when we are joyful. The gathered community hears and holds both difficulty and ease as we honor the experience that make each of us who we are. We hold Zeke Ford in our hearts as his health is declining. And now, please join me in a moment of silence as we honor all the concerns shared today and those that remain in our hearts.
We give to remind ourselves how many gifts we have to offer. We give to remember that we are part of something bigger than ourselves. We give because we believe in music and sacred space. We give with the faith that together we have enough. While the offering is collected, you are invited to come forward and light a candle honoring a milestone, concern, or celebration.
At the conclusion of our service in a few moments, you'll be invited to participate in one of our community Sunday sessions. Listed on the screen now, they will be listed again at the end of the service. The sessions this morning are upcycling crafts with the junior youth and their advisors in Freeman Hall, practicing difficult conversations with Kelly Green in Bernstein Room. There's a mending workshop with me and hopefully Vivian Brenner in Channing Thoreau Room. And that one is behind, if you go through Freeman Hall up the ramp, like you're going to the restrooms, it's across the hall from the restrooms. And then finally, we have a Zoom session, Get to Know Your Covenant with Reverend Lisa. Please rise if you wish to embody your spirit for our final song, There's a River Flowing in My Soul. Welcoming community, we want to know who our visitors are. If you are visiting, please raise your arm and keep it up for a moment so our members can identify you. Welcome. All are welcome and encouraged to join us for coffee and conversation in Freeman Hall today. Freeman Hall is across the vestibule, and coffee hour will be following community Sunday sessions. Our service has now ended. Please join me in reading the words on the screen.